Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue in our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Once again, let me remind you, my friends, that we are here to investigate the propaganda of Professor Todd Green, who is a liberal professor from Luther College, as he gave his lecture about Islamophobia and the 2020 election to a bunch of students and some other participants in Minnesota just last year, as he claimed that the problem is in people like me here in America. These are the Islamophobic people. We are the one who are creating the problem for our dear, wonderful Muslim neighbors and friends and Muslim Americans, and who are making it so hard for them to live their life, enjoy our Constitution and our rights, including running for Congress, Senate, mayor, perhaps even more in our presence in the future to come to America. And he's making his statement that this Islamophobia is growing beyond imagination simply because we got a man by the name of Donald Trump in the White House. And don't forget, the Republicans in general are for Sharia. Sadly, he does not like the liberals because they're not taking a stand. They're not standing to speak the truth out loud to end the existence of Islamophobia in America. And as I shared before, I repeat that his hope is that someday people like me will be locked up or maybe thrown out of this country, because we must change America for the good of all Americans, Muslims and others alike. And without further ado, here he is, Professor Todd Green, as he ties the four Islamophobic strategies in one particular person, and that is Representative Ilhan Omar. So please listen carefully to his propaganda as well as our response.
But without a doubt, all four of those strategies that I just talked about, creeping Sharia, the Muslim migrants, refugees, conflation, anti-Semitism in Muslims, and radical Islamic terrorism, these strategies are going to be focused on one person as much as possible. And that person is here, Representative Ilhan Omar, who in her very person embodies all the identities that generates anxiety among Trump's, for Trump himself, and some of his core supporters. She is a black, progressive, Muslim, woman, or a refugee. Everything that we're trying to make America great against, over against that, right? All in one person. And she's very outspoken. She's extremely progressive, actually, compared to much of the rest of the Democratic Party, and that's part of the challenge that Democrats are having. She's too progressive for many of them. So some of her statements and critiques that we'll talk about in a moment of, say, Israel or U.S. foreign policy toward Israel have been opportunities, golden opportunities in some cases, to take those four strategies or variations of those four strategies and try to funnel them through this one person. In a way that, in criticizing Omar, she becomes now a proxy for all American Muslims, and to the extent that she's in the Democratic Party, making her sort of a poster child of the Democratic Party, it's a way of pushing back against the Democrats. The Democrats are struggling with knowing how to respond to this.
Poor Representative Ilhan Omar. She is in the wrong country in the wrong time of her life. How dare the Republicans and Mr. Trump to harm this wonderful American citizen? How much do American people or Professor Green do not know about Ilhan Omar is literally what we'll be covering today and for the next broadcast. You may think, just as Professor Green said, she's a woman, she's black, she's a Democrat, she's a refugee, she's a Muslim, and she's working so hard to fit in our country under her legal right as an American citizen. But people like Trump and Republicans and Usama Dakdok are anti-Muslims. We are the Islamophobic medium. We are the Islamophobic group who are doing everything we can to show our hatred towards the Muslims, towards the black, towards the Democrats, towards women. And the list and the propaganda of Professor Green go on and on. He continued to repeat that, as you already have heard him in our study, in the last 30-some broadcasts. These are his lies, which he repeats often enough for the American people to believe. But is this true? Do we, as Christian in America, Islamophobic? Do we hate Muslim people? Do we claim that Sharia is just a creeping thing and we're making it up to scare the American people from Muslims and for Democrats who are encouraging the Muslims to be in power in this country? Are we just making up these lies through the media and through our politicians that we have a problem with Middle Eastern Muslim migrants coming to America? Are we just making up this lie that Muslims hate the Jews? Are we just making up that there are Muslims who are radicals, who are terrorists? I already talked about all that in our study. You already heard enough of it. If not, you need to go back to my website and listen to the same broadcast again. As many of you are asking me, would you please record that broadcast or this broadcast? The answer is very simple. Just go to my website, thestraightway.org, and looking for Islamophobia and the 2020 election. It is MP3, and listen to the entire study again. Now let us examine this propaganda of Professor Green. First, I want you to listen to the next article, which is breaking news. I just want you to know that I have read lots of articles to come up with this summary of the true story behind Representative Ilhan Omar. And I will be giving you my comments in the midst of this article. So listen carefully to the truth about who Ilhan Omar really is.
From the Daily Wire, dated January 16, 2020, entitled "Investigators with ICE, FBI Reviewing Criminal Allegations Against Ilhan Omar," report says, investigators with multiple federal agencies are reportedly reviewing evidence of alleged crimes committed by far-left Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota, that center around her marital history. The Blaze reported that toward the end of last year, the Department of Justice had assigned an FBI Special Agent in Charge, or SAC, to review Representative Ilhan Omar's apparent astonishing spree of felonies from 2009 to 2017.
And here I must ask a question. Why in the world did we wait until now to do this investigation? Do the Democrats do the same with any Republican who is running for an office? Do they wait for him in the Congress or the Senate for a couple of years or so and then they begin to investigate? No, they don't. They put all the dirt they can on any Republican running for office to not allow him to win for the hope that the Democrat who's running against him or her will win. But you see, the Republicans of America do not have the backbones to do their work to stop the destruction of America. You know why? Let me give you the reasons. Number one, because she is a Democrat. Number two, because she is black. Number three, because she is an immigrant. Number four, because she is Muslim. The same reasons Professor Green is telling us that's why we are hating her are the same reasons why she can commit whatever crime she commits and get away with it, because nobody will have the guts to stand against her. Who would like to be called an Islamophobe? My dear friends, that's the only reason why the statement Islamophobia was invented by the liberals and people like Professor Green, to shut down anyone who would dare to speak the truth or to investigate any crimes committed by liberals or by Muslims in America. So we waited for 2 years to investigate the crimes which were committed by Ilhan Omar. And trust me, that investigation is not going to go anywhere. If she won again for next election 2020, this would be dragged until 2022. And if she won again, it would be dragged. And then it would be old news. Remember when we talked about Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate? Remember when we talked about him being a Muslim? Remember when we talked about what he will be doing to America if he become president? He was a president, not for four, but for 8 years. And he did exactly everything I said in my presentation, revealing the truth about Barack Hussein Obama, and even more. And until today, nobody in America will ever question his birth certificate. Nobody in America will ever question what he did to America as a Muslim Arab president, because he is black, Democrat, Muslim. End of story. That's exactly how the cycle will continue of the history, which is repeating itself in America, will continue until America is no more. So thank you so much, our great investigators, for checking out Representative Ilhan Omar, and good luck to do anything with whatever you will find, especially if she wins again. But if she loses in 2020, well, it is old news. It is history. Why would you even bother our dear Muslim refugee who became a citizen in America? Are we really going to take her out of America and send her back to Somalia? And the other hundreds of thousands of Muslims like her in America who committed the same crimes? The answer is no. It is like a can of worms and no one will open it. So keep the lid on the can, ladies and gentlemen, and move on with your life until you have no life left for you nor for your children in America.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's continue a little bit more with this report.
The Blaze noted that FBI SAC stated that the wide range of criminal activity suggested by the evidence against Representative Omar may lead the FBI to expand the review to other federal departments, and that in recent weeks, Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Department of Education Inspector General have reportedly joined the investigation.
Here we go, America. Do you want to know why Ilhan Omar is recommending and commanding the removal of ICE? We need to get rid of ICE. Why? Because ICE is about to investigate her. Don't worry, Sister Ilhan Omar. ICE will find you guilty and ICE will do nothing to harm you for the love of political correctness in America, which belongs to the trash can. That political correctness is the destruction of America, because with the political correctness, Ilhan Omar will never be touched or harmed. Now, the report continued to say,
the Blaze's report was authorized by David Steinberg, who has extensively covered the criminal allegations against Omar for many months while at PJ Media. The Blaze reported that ICE's involvement in the investigation pertains to questions about Representative Omar's 2009 marriage, which allegedly includes 8 instances of perjury, immigration fraud, marriage fraud, up to 8 years of state and federal tax fraud, 2 years of federal student loan fraud, and even bigamy.
Now, if you are not listening to some conservative news or investigating some conservative reports on the internet, most likely you have no idea what this report is talking about. We're talking about Ilhan Omar marrying her own brother for a good 6 years. We're talking about the practice of Sharia, which Professor Green is mocking the American people like myself to tell us that it does not exist. Creeping Sharia, it's only Islamophobic strategy, which is in the mind of people like Usama Dakdok or Mr. Donald Trump. We're talking about deep, deep trouble America have no clue, which already exists in our country, not only from the days of Obama, but even from the days of George W. Bush, the man who began this mess by engaging in war with Muslim countries, and at the same time, he wants to please the Muslims, so he brought the Muslims to America to prove to the Muslim world that he is not an Islamophobe, he's not racist, he's just doing what he can to protect his country, America, from the radicals. Not the Muslims, but just the radicals. So Mr. Bush killed few thousand radical Muslims overseas, whom Allah, by the way, calls them believers. Then Bush brought a few hundred thousand Muslims to America. Does it make any sense to you? Obviously, it does not make any sense to me, because he was wrong to go on war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And even worse, he brought Muslims to America. But let's continue with our report.
The Department of Education Inspector General is reportedly looking into whether Omar's 2009 marriage to a British citizen was an attempt to facilitate federal student loan fraud or other fraud involving higher education. The Minnesota Star Tribune has reported the following timeline of Omar's marital history.
My friends, you need to listen carefully to this short summary to learn about the unimaginable facts concerning the crimes which Representative Ilhan Omar has committed already in these few years of her life. But listen carefully as I give also my thought as we go.
In 1982, Ilhan Omar is born in Somalia, the youngest of seven children. In 1997, Omar, still a teenager, settles in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood of Minneapolis after fleeing Somalia's civil war with her family and spending 4 years in a refugee camp in Kenya.
So Ilhan Omar came from Somalia to Nigeria to America, and she came to America as Ilhan Omar. But is that really her name? Is her father's name Mr. Omar? Does Omar exist in her family lineage of names? Wait until we get to this part as we continue in our report.
2002, Omar, now 19, marries Ahmed Hersey, 22, in their faith tradition in Minnesota, but they don't legally marry.
And here we must stop. Ilhan Omar was married to Ahmed Hersey in 2002. But notice what he said here. He said they were married according to what? To her faith tradition. But they're not legally married in America. What is faith tradition, Professor Todd Green? It is called Sharia, sir. In Islam, Muslims love Sharia more than their love to our constitution. So here is a Muslim lady is marrying a Muslim man in 2002 all the way until 2017 according to Sharia. You, Professor Green, mock people like me for mentioning the word Sharia, and you say this is one of the strategies which you call creeping Sharia, created purposely by Mr. Trump and people like me to scare the daylight out of the American people, and there is no truth in it whatsoever. But when we investigate your best friend, Congress Ilhan Omar, we discover that she actually practiced Sharia in her marriage by marrying a man according to Islamic law, not according to our constitution. According to Sharia, she have enough witnesses that she'd married to her husband, Mr. Ahmed Hersey. But why in the world, for all these years between 2002 to 2017, she was not married legally in America? Did she know that they issue license in America for people when they get married? Why didn't she marry legally according to our constitution? Well, the answer is very important. And I'm sorry to tell you, neither you, Professor Green, nor all liberals in America can handle the truth about why Muslims in America marry according to Sharia, but not marry according to our constitution. They are married legally according to their traditional faith, but they're not married legally according to the U.S. Constitution. In other words, there must be a secret behind that. Why in the world do Muslims in America have a problem assimilating with us to become Americans, to respect our constitution? Why they did not live together like some Americans without any marriage? The answer is no, because that goes against Islam. But in the same time, why they do not respect our laws? Why would they will not marry and issue a license? That is a good question, and here is the answer. You see, a few years ago, before September 11, I was in Orlando, Florida, ministering to some of my Muslim friends. That is before I started the Straightway of Grace ministry. And in the restaurant in the evening, after a long day of work, six Muslim Moroccans were working together in that restaurant. And behold, the conversation began by one of them telling us, "Praise Allah, I found myself a wife. Can you please help me to find a husband for my wife?" You maybe did not hear me well, or maybe you think I'm making an error in my talk here. No, no, no. One of these Muslim young men in his 20s is telling us, as the rest of the people sitting together after the restaurant restaurant was closed and they're cleaning the business and were just chatting like Middle Eastern around the table. And that young man who is married to his wife is telling us on the table, "Praise Allah, I found myself a wife. Would you please help me to find a husband for my wife?" I was shocked myself when I heard that because that was new news to me. Why in the world that man want to have a husband for his wife? He did not obviously know that I'm a Christian sitting on the table. He thought I'm just another Muslim man from Egypt by the name Osama. And that's when he explained to me that he is looking for a husband for his wife to be married to her on paper only, that she would be able to apply for the green card to become a citizen in America. And surprise, surprise, on that night, I learned the fact that Muslims in America, when they get married, they just simply go to the mosque and practice Sharia, Islamic law. And that's when they marry their wife lawfully, according to Allah, according to Muhammad, according to the Quran and the Sunnah of Islam. That is Islamic Sharia, my friends. But at the same time, the mosque will not apply for paperwork for the license for that marriage. And the reason is this. Are you ready, America? That these husband and wife who love Allah, who love Muhammad, who love Islam, who love Sharia, will be able to find another American sucker or American useful idiot who will receive $250, maybe $300 a month for marrying them on paper to help them to become a citizen in America. And don't worry, their wonderful American lawyers will get involved in it if they will make this $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to help them to do all the paperwork to be married legally in America so that they can gain their green cards. This may be shocking news to you, but that is the reality of how Muslims like Representative Ilhan Omar are practicing fraud in America for the last 40, 50 years. Who knows? Only God knows how long they have been doing that. Now you may ask why Representative Ilhan Omar would do that. That is exactly what we will be discovering as we continue in our study, Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.